Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 31, Part 1, Additional Symptoms. All the previously mentioned 33 symptoms of ecstatic love are called vyabhichari, or disturbing. But even though all these symptoms refer to apparently disturbed conditions, there is acute ecstatic love for Krishna. These symptoms, however, can be divided into three groups: first class, second class, and third class. There are many disturbing symptoms in ecstatic love, such as envy, anxiety, pride, jealousy, conclusion, cowardliness, forgiveness, impatience, hankering, regret, doubtfulness, and impudence. These are included in the 33 conditions of ecstatic love. And Srila Rupa Goswami has very nicely analyzed the different kinds of disturbing symptoms. And although it is very difficult to find the exact English equivalents for many Sanskrit words used herein, his analysis will now be presented. When one becomes malicious upon seeing another's advancement of life, his or her state of mind is generally called envy. And when one becomes frightened upon seeing a lightning bolt in the sky, that fearfulness brings on anxiety. Therefore, fearfulness and anxiety may be taken as one. One's desire to hide one's real mentality is called avahita, or concealment. And the desire to exhibit superiority is called pride. Both of these may be classified under the term pretension. In a pretentious attitude, both avahita and pride are to be found. One's inability to tolerate an offense committed by another is called amarsha, and one's inability to tolerate the opulence of another is called jealousy. Jealousy and amarsha are both caused by intolerance. One's ability to establish the correct import of a word may be called conclusiveness. And before such a conclusive determination of import, there must be thoughtful consideration. Therefore, the act of consideration is present during the establishment of a conclusion. And when one presents him or herself as ignorant, one's attitude is called humility. And when there is absence of enthusiasm, it is called cowardice. Therefore, in humility, there is sometimes cowardice also. When the mind is steadfast, it is called enduring. And one's ability to tolerate others' offenses is also called endurance. Therefore, forgiveness and endurance can be synonymous. Anxiousness for time to pass is called impatience. And when one sees something wonderful, one is said to be struck with wonder. Impatience may be caused by being struck with wonder. And so impatient and being struck with wonder can also be synonymous. When anxiety is in its dormant stage, it is called hankering. Therefore, anxiety and hankering can also be synonymous. And when one becomes regretful for some offense, his or her feeling is called bashfulness. In this way, bashfulness and regret can be synonymous. Doubtfulness is one of the aspects of argument. After exhibiting impudence, one becomes restless. Therefore, restlessness and impudence can be synonymous. When all such symptoms are included in ecstatic love, they are called sanchari, or continuously existing ecstatic symptoms. All of these symptoms are transcendental, and they are exhibited in different ways, acting and interacting under different conditions. They are like the reciprocation of love between the lover and beloved. When a person is envious or defamed, there may be a change in the color of the body. This may be classified as vibhava or sub-ecstasy. Sometimes illusion, collapse, and strong anxiety are also considered to be vibhava. And when there are many such symptoms, they can simply be grouped together under ecstatic love. Srila Rupa Goswami says that fright, sleep, fatigue, laziness, and madness of intoxication are sometimes grouped under continuous symptoms of ecstatic love, and they are due to a strong attraction. False argument, determination, steadiness, remembrance, joyfulness, ignorance, humility, and unconsciousness are also different symptoms of ecstatic love. Dependence is also grouped under ecstatic love, and this can be divided into superior dependence and inferior dependence. The direct differentiations between superior and inferior dependence are ascertained by Rupa Goswami and will be presented in due course. Thus ends Chapter 31, Part 1 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Additional Symptoms, recorded March 27, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the ISKCON founder Acharya. Om Tat Sat.